Chapter 6. Record. Sunday. I walked into the church and to the back row of the choir. We started the first song, but I sang very quietly. By the end of the service, I was singing as loud as every other singer there. I was feeling pretty comfortable until I heard my name announced. Today, we'd like to invite up Miss Ella to sing a song for us. Join us in welcoming our newest member, I heard Lena say. I was feeling mixed emotions as I walked up to the front of the stage. I was nervous, but felt like I had been waiting to do this my entire life. Lena whispered to me, "You can do it." I closed my eyes and began to hum softly. The crowd hushed and waited for me to sing the words. I could feel my voice resonate through the entire room. I had the most unusual feeling. I didn't have to think about the notes or words that I sang. They just flowed out of me. Suddenly, the act of singing became second nature, and expressing emotion became my only goal. It was the first time I heard my true voice. The feeling was transcendent. As the song modulated to the out chorus, the rest of the choir joined in for a thunderous finish. Everyone in the church jumped to their feet and cheered. They loved it. At the end of the service, Lena and I were talking as we were leaving the church. "Now that was singing," Lena exclaimed. "I hope you felt it." "Yes, I did. It was like nothing I'd ever felt before as a singer. And I have you to thank for it," I told Lena. "You are very welcome, but you did it all yourself. It's always been in there inside of you." "Listen, I'm going to visit a local club, Tiny's. Want to come? The musicians are really old friends of mine, and they're really great players, too," I said, hailing a cab. Lena hesitated for a minute. "I'd rather not." "Are you sure?" I asked. "Yes, I'm sure, but thanks for inviting me," she responded. As I walked down the familiar dark alley, I heard the band playing Tad Dameron's Hot House, 4 times as fast as the original tempo. I walked in and saw Tony, Charlie, and Jimmy on stage playing. "Excuse me, I'm late for a gig," said a little voice behind me. I turned around and saw Leo, who ran up to the piano and began playing immediately. I stayed in the back and waited until the song was finished before going up to the stage. "Hey, can I sing a tune?" I asked Jimmy. "If it sounds better than a car crash," he said coolly. "I promise it will. How about Tell Me More and More and Then Some by Billie Holiday?" I asked. Everyone in the band nodded their approval. I counted it off and sang. By the end of the first verse, Jimmy started smiling. I looked around, and the entire band was also smiling. After a few more verses, all the people in the club were watching me. After the end of the song, everyone erupted into applause. I turned to Jimmy and said, "Accident avoided." He gazed at me, speechless. "Thanks for letting me sit in," I told Jimmy. "Anytime," he said, nodding his approval. I walked out of the club feeling that I had regained the respect of Jimmy and the band. I felt like I could accomplish anything. I continued to sit in at Tiny's and also began to perform at a few more local clubs. The more I performed, the more confident I became. But this time, performing experience was different. The crowds were smaller, but there were no judges, and I was singing on my own terms. People still remembered me, but this time, they came to see me rather than the person on a reality TV show. After 3 months of performing gigs around Chicago, I noticed I was starting to play at the same venues and see the same people at my shows. One of the bright spots was that Lena began to sing background vocals for me at some shows. Lee was also began sitting in on some performances, as long as it wasn't on a school night. Leo also began sitting in on some performances, as long as it wasn't a school night. However, I started to sense that I had exhausted the Chicago club circuit. My instincts told me it was time to explore opportunities outside of Chicago.